You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go. It is Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen, in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, where we had a balmy day compared to what we've had. And Aaron Zommer's producing the show tonight. I just want to tell you, that made me happy.
Just better weather, easier to exist.
That's it. And you know what? I went out and ran errands today, and it wasn't like that biting cold that just makes you want to kill people. Don't repeat that.
Okay, I won't. I it makes...
No, it felt great.
Yeah, you know? I like having it be cold enough that I can wear more than one layer, but yeah, not so cold that it's the biting that your face hurts when you step outside.
So when you say that, are you saying you prefer winter? Are you a winter guy as opposed to summer?
Winter over summer for sure, but I think fall is probably my favorite. And then, so yeah, for me, I think it goes fall, winter, spring, summer.
No kidding. Wow. Well, you live in the perfect place.
For that?
You could go farther north and be happy.
Probably could. Or maybe somewhere with a drier heat, I'd be okay with summer, but...
Oh man,
it's just dry. It's too hot.
That's where it's at. Listen, if you really want colder weather, Zommers, we got a guest room here for you. If you ever want to come up and just bask in the ridiculously cold, you're always welcome, my friend. I have to say, I was in a bad mood yesterday. I talked about that a little bit on the air, and it was due to the fact that I was grumpy about a couple things, but I did not have caffeinated coffee yesterday, and I realized later in the day I took my coffee out of the wrong container because they look the same. I have one marked, but the marking was hidden, so I was really grumpy all day. But here's how my day started today. So I go to the gym, and I see a guy he's got like these kind of tight workout pants on, and he doesn't realize it, but he had the shape of a sock over his butt. So when he put the pants on, I'm guessing, unless he has some crazy sock-shaped mole on his backside, that he had a sock that was stuck to his inner workout pants and didn't know that. And he was walking around the gym, and I was laughing hysterically because there is nothing funnier than laughing at someone else when they don't know why you're laughing at them.
Yeah, what do you do in that situation? How do you go up to somebody and just be like, hey, you have a sock on your butt?
Listen, to be honest and upfront, I've told guys that when I thought they were wearing a sock in their front, and it just gets you a poke in the chops. So I stay out of it. I'm not going to do anything. I don't know the guy, and you know, you never know how someone is going to react.
That's true.
You can't do it. But it put me in a great mood because I know I've been that guy at times that does stupid stuff like that. We all do. And it just made me laugh at humanity and put me in an outstanding mood today. So day was off to a good start. But how are you doing, Joe? Good day, Aaron?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, there's a lot to do around here. Learning a lot about different areas of radio lately. So that's exciting.
Okay. That is. I just kind of assumed you already knew all that stuff because you're kind of like one of those radio renaissance people, you know.
Well, not everybody can know everything. Well, at least not at first.
I'm not saying you don't have stuff to learn, but you're pretty, you know, it just surprises me because you know so much more than I do, but that's okay. Hey, welcome to the show, folks, tonight. We have a lot of fun planned on the agenda. We are going to talk about, I'm going to tell you what today is, and it might surprise you. We're going to talk about cheese sandwiches. What else we got, Zommers? We've got some great guests tonight, as usual. A really fun question. We'll tell you what that is in just a couple of minutes. I have to admit, I did not do my homework. Did we Did we lose? Did we win any gold medals?
I don't know. Okay. We do have a phone call though with somebody who wants to top your sock story.
I'm a big time in favor of that. All right, Listen, I'm not saying it was the greatest story ever. It wasn't going to make like oral history through the ages, but it just made me laugh today. But who do we have here?
We have Cindy and Appleton.
Oh, fantastic. Cindy, how are you tonight?
I'm good, but I'm going to top your sock story for that poor guy because I think it was top like in eighth grade. I was in eighth grade, and I had to go up to the blackboard and spend some time up at the blackboard. And after a couple hours, I realized that I had slipped my pants completely open, and nobody bothered to tell me that.
You know, I'm very glad you're laughing at that, but that makes me upset because I like you. I agree with you. There have been times I've done such stupid things, and I see the laughter that it brought to other people. And I'm like, okay, I'll take one for the team. I put this person in a great mood. In your case, the entire class. I appreciate you being self-deprecating enough to share that tonight. Thanks so much, Cindy.
Yep, have a good one.
All right, you too. That's Cindy from Appleton.
That actually reminds me of a very similar thing that happened to me in college. I was walking across campus, saw one of my friends. They waved, and I like crouched down. And when I did, my right pants leg ripped about a foot wide rip from crotch to close to the knee. And
oh,
I'm like,
man.
Well, class starts in a minute and I'm right outside the building. So I just went to class.
You just didn't care. You got to own it. That's the only way to deal with it.
Yeah.
Right? Like you can't walk around like you're embarrassed. You have to own it. Here's a perfect example. And I talked about this a few weeks ago at a recent family gathering. It was a funeral. I walked in. I saw my aunt, who I hadn't seen in years, my Aunt Sarah, and I gave her a huge hug. And right as I was done hugging her, I had a cold. So I went and I saw some hand sanitizer, and I pumped the hand sanitizer. It shot all over her sweater. And, you know, it was just like kind of one of those Chevy Chase moments. And I look over and my brother Andy is laughing hysterically. He can't even control himself. And this is a funeral. And that's when the pressure's on. That's when you have big laughs. It's kind of when you have pressure not to laugh. But I was like, you know, and my Aunt Sarah and I laughed about it hysterically as well. But I was like kind of glad I did something stupid because it brought joy to people.
Yeah, it lifts the mood a little bit at such a potentially sad event.
Exactly. So I think without further ado, Aaron, because this is a good one, I think we need to get to our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
It is National Inventors Day, folks. So if there are any inventors listening, thank you for your contributions to humanity and society. But tonight's question is, in your opinion, what is the greatest invention? What is the greatest invention? You can be funny, you can be silly, you can be ironic. You can just pour your heart out and tell us what you really think has benefited humanity. I say Aaron Zomer's the back scratcher.
That's simple, pretty good.
You know, simple. Some guy probably made $1 million off it. I don't have to wiggle my back against the doorway like an animal. It's everybody wins.
Back scratchers for me have always been a specific thing because my dad makes them out of turkey feet. So it's a dowel with a taxidermied turkey foot, just with its, you know, its toes out, and you just scratch your back with a turkey foot.
Is it sanitary?
I think so. I don't know. Do you want one? Come up there to that guest room. Give you a turkey foot back scratcher.
I am so curious now. I would absolutely love one. Let us know, folks, what you think the greatest invention is on National Inventors Day. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Very easy to use. Check it out if you don't have it, or if you're watching the radio on the stream at YouTube, Facebook, or X, drop us a stream comment, and I will read it on the radio, and you'll officially be a part of Nightlight. Love that you guys are here tonight on this Tuesday. Let's laugh. Interact, connect. Let's do it all here tonight. We've got a great show tonight. Coming up at 5:35, my pal Norm Kopeski, who is one of the owners of Appleton Cigar. He'll be here to tell us about some really cool stuff going on in the world of cigars, more specifically Appleton Cigar. They've got some events coming up. And you've probably heard me read ads for Norm's store. He is a sponsor of the show and does just a great business. And the one thing I'm sad about tonight is that I will not see Norm in person because he always brings outstanding cigars. But we will talk to Norm at 5:35 after news, sports, and weather, which is just about 15 minutes away. And then in hour number two, my friend Lenny Schmidt, a comedian and an actor, will be here. One of my Pete's Picks when I do my Hollywood beats every day that play at the bottom of the hour is a show I found called Southland. And I love when I'm watching a show and I see one of my friends in the show in the cast. And Lenny did a guest starring role on the show. It was great. So I thought, you know, he's done enough great work. We got to talk to him about this on the air. So he'll be here at 6:35 over the stream from Los Angeles. And then in hour number three, our pal and Milwaukee film critic extraordinaire, Matt Miller, joins the show at 7:10 tonight. A little earlier than usual. But we'll talk to Matt about movies, what he's seen. We'll talk. And Matt wants to talk about Super Bowl commercials. Aaron, we touched on that yesterday, but I didn't feel like I had seen enough of them. I saw a handful, but I that was my talking time. So
yeah, I saw most of them, and I will say that this year I feel like it was a pretty negative experience for a lot of people. That there are fewer of them that people are raving about and loving, and the way people have been upset is not like Seal with the Mountain Dew or whatever the heck it was last year, where Seal is a seal and people are like, that's just messed up. This year it's more, oh, so Ring doorbell just told everybody that they're using AI to spy on us. That's basically what their commercial was.
Yeah, I maybe a misstep. I feel like the commercials now try too hard. They try to be groundbreaking. And it loses the natural sort of, it's like when a comic is trying too hard to be funny and not letting it flow. That's how I feel the Super Bowl commercials have become. And the one the other night with AI, with all the 80s and 90s sitcom actors in it, was okay, but it was like, hey, we got a gimmick. That's why we're doing this. Not really a great message. Like, it was a Dunkin' Donuts commercial, but I don't really even remember what they were pushing.
They were pushing Boston.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
Interesting. Sure. Oh, that's right. Because you had Sam Malone.
Ben Affleck.
Was Mark Wahlberg in that commercial?
I don't remember.
Okay.
That one I did kind of tune out of. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I was intrigued because I kind of thought we were going to see Sam Malone from Cheers. And younger Ben Affleck didn't look that much different. I don't know. It was just a weird commercial. This is Red Tuesday, folks. If you are planning on breaking up with someone, this apparently is the day to do it, according to Star Magazine. Do you know what Red Tuesday is?
I did not, but now I do because no. I saw what you sent me.
There you go. So this is the day of the year you're most likely to get dumped or possibly dump someone. It's always the Tuesday before Valentine's Day. It's basically when people realize they haven't made plans and don't want to waste the money. It's all about the finances. Star Magazine talked to a matchmaker or two, and it says it's even more pronounced with new relationships, I guess, because it's easier to break up. I actually have a friend who waited to break up with someone because he knew she was going to get him an album he wanted.
Yeah, I don't like that.
We were teenagers. I didn't even condone it then, but it sounds worse. All right, we're coming back. Happy Red Tuesday, everybody. I hope you don't get dumped. When we come back, we're talking about cheese sandwiches. It's going to be awesome. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Sandwiches are beautiful, sandwiches are fine. I like sandwiches, I eat them all the time. I eat them for my supper and I eat them for my lunch. If I had 100 sandwiches, I'd eat them all at once.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. We also dabble in... We're trying to move some product tonight, folks. We've got cheese sandwiches. we're selling off the back of a truck. Cheese sandwiches can elicit a lot of different responses from people. I'm a fan of, I don't eat a lot of dairy. I have a weakness for certain cheeses though, Zomers. I'll do like a love of blue cheese, love a smoked Gouda. But when I hear the word cheese sandwich, if it's not like a grilled cheese, I get really grossed out.
Yeah, me too. Like if it's grilled, that sounds great. But if it's just bread, cheese, bread, I don't know. Maybe it makes me a lesser Wisconsinite, but I'm not down with that.
No, but Wisconsinite, we have taste. I mean, listen, there have been a few times probably I've come home from the bars in my younger days and wolfed down a couple pieces of cheese on bread just to put something in my stomach. I'm not proud of that. But this is interesting. Okay, I read this yesterday, and I meant to talk about it last night, but I totally forgot. During The Shining, when Jack Nicholson was filming, director Stanley Kubrick kept him cranky and salty by making him eat nothing but cheese sandwiches for the 2 weeks he was filming at the hotel. That surprised me on a couple levels. 2 weeks. That might have been a typo, but there's no way they filmed all that in 2 weeks, at least not by today's standards. Maybe Kubrick was different. Well, he was obviously different. But he made Nicholson eat cheese sandwiches, and Nicholson absolutely hated cheese sandwiches.
That also makes me wonder, you know, was he force-feeding him additional ones? Is it like, okay, time for a break, you're eating a sandwich? Or is it just, you know, replace his meals with cheese sandwiches? Neither sounds pleasant, but...
No, and, you know, Nicholson was a big enough guy at the time where he could have said, screw this, give me some good food. But maybe it's method, maybe it's whatever. And he just said, okay, I'll do this. And he, you know, made himself really cranky. Now, if that were me... and the director put mayo with a cheese sandwich on bread, I don't think, I probably would have said, you know what, I'll take my chances that I get another huge leading role. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I could either.
All right, so it's kind of a blessing that I did not get to this yesterday, because when I said this to you earlier, Aaron, you said that you found a really funny thing with cheese sandwiches. Please explain. This is great.
Yeah, it reminded me of a show that I watched a few months back called Last One Laughing, or LOL for short. There are a few different versions of it, but Last One Laughing Canada, the concept is the same for all of them, where you get a bunch of comedians locked in a room together, and they're all trying to make each other laugh, but if you laugh, you get a yellow card and then a red card, and you're out. And if you laugh, you're gone. You lose. And so it's just... comedians all escalating the shenanigans, trying to get each other to break. And you get, you know, younger, newer comedians combined with veterans like Colin Mochrie is on the Last One Laughing Canada and does some hilarious stuff. But on that one, Tom Green, for those of you who are not familiar, you know, Canadian comic, believe it or not, on Last One Laughing Canada, has a very unique sense of humor. And after a while, he goes into the kitchen that's in this big room they're in and starts making everybody grilled cheese. And he just latches on to the phrase, would you like a delicious cheese sandwich? And I'll just have a straight face, make eye contact with the person. There's one in particular, I think May Martin or something like that, another comedian. And he just relentlessly follows them around and it just keeps saying it. And I have a little audio here from that.
Awesome.
It's a delicious cheese sandwich. A delicious cheese sandwich. A delicious cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
And just getting away, walking away, trying so hard not to laugh. Just like, thanks, Matt, for the sandwich.
That's so great. Tom Green used to have the Tom Green Show. And then he was in Freddy Got Fingered.
I've had such a
love-hate relationship with him, but like times where I thought he was hysterically funny and other times I'm like, okay, whatever. But his humor has stood the test of time. He's a very funny guy.
Yeah, I think
so.
And
I take it you're a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Although again, Freddy Got Fingered specifically, I think he could have used a few more people to tell him no when he was making that movie.
You know, dude, that is a serious issue when people get too much power. You know, unless they're brilliant like Harold Ramis or, you know, I don't know, Hitchcock, whatever, you're taking a risk because sometimes people go way off the rails with their, when they have too much power. I mean, filmmaking is a collaborative effort and you're better off because of it. I mean, it's nice when you can have enough power to say no to a studio executive or a producer who suggests something stupid, but man, I don't know what was going on with Freddy Got Fingered. How did that review?
Very poorly, I believe.
Did it? Okay. That was a different time too. I bet people hated the name, like the title, you know?
The title does not help it. That's right. For sure. But it's also just, it's a very surreal watch. It's
right.
It's honestly, it's hard to describe. It's a little bit, yeah, it's kind of an out of body experience. Like, wow, this is a movie. This is a real movie that I'm watching right now. It right. is not family friendly if the name did not give you that hint for ooh, anybody man. Listening who wants to check it out.
This got 12% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not as bad as some movies, but it got a 56% audience score, which is probably everyone who went to see this was probably a Tom Green fan. So if they're giving him a barely over average or 50 percentile vote, that's a bad movie.
The other quick note on it is that this movie was made at the time Drew Barrymore and Tom Green were married for a while. And this movie her as a co-star because they were still married at this time.
That's awesome. All right, we're going to break for news, sports, and weather, and then our pal Norm Kopeski will be here from Appleton Cigar. What is the greatest invention in your opinion, folks? Be part of the show and answer tonight's question. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Cheese Sandwich Network. Welcome back. Jim on the stream says, pardon me. Was that meant for us? 2 weeks is still possible.
Yep, talking about how long it takes to shoot a movie.
Oh, right, of course. If you get a lot of one take, it's perfect. Shoot a second take and say, nah, first one was great. It's doable. I mean, you could shoot an entire independent film over the course of 2 weeks. I was just surprised when I read that, and maybe it was just certain scenes they filmed over 2 weeks, but they had that whole hotel all to themselves. You got a master of directing like Stanley Kubrick. So there you go. Well said, Jim. We've got Norm Kopeski from Appleton Cigar on the way. Hopefully we'll have Norm soon here. We're going to talk to him about some really cool stuff taking place at Appleton Cigar. They're also launching a new YouTube page. But until we have Norm, let's talk about some of our texts. Our question tonight, folks, is what is the greatest invention in your opinion? This is National Inventors Day. So let me know what your favorite invention is. Let's go to the text line first, Zomers, and we'll do some social media stuff. We'll get it all done. Pardon me. So Cindy from Appleton said, what did she say again? She said I already forgot what Cindy from Appleton.
Cindy from
Appleton. Oh, no, she told the story.
Right. That was the story about the pants split that nobody told her about.
Which, you know, frankly, we could use a good invention for preventing that from happening in the future. But that was a great call. Thank you, Cindy. AJ from the 608 says, penicillin. Hard to argue with that. Hard to argue with penicillin.
Very difficult. I mean, that is, if you're looking at it objectively, that is one of the best inventions because of how many lives it has saved, both directly and indirectly.
What's so crazy about inventions, though, like, you know, a lot of people might say the wheel. So how did the wheel affect energy and all that stuff, and how did that play into penicillin? So it's kind of like a pecking order, but, you know, on its own, absolutely penicillin. Mike from Madison 608 says Taco Bell, Zomers.
You know, I don't know if I would say it's one of the best, but I do respect your opinion. And I agree, it's good.
Absolutely. And in a pinch, listen, I try not to do fast food, but when I do, when I'm craving it the most, you can bet I'm going to Taco Bell. There's and here's just the problem with Taco Bell. It's way too much food. Like, I always get more because I'm starving, and then I'm like, what in the hell was I thinking? You know?
Yeah, I feel like you got to find one item or two smaller items that you know fills you, and then just kind of stick to that. You know, they have good stuff on their menu, but I don't want to end up getting too much food because Taco Bell does not reheat especially great.
How do we feel about Nachos Bel Grande's armors?
I think they're solid. My sister usually gets them. Yeah, I don't know. I don't usually. I more go for a Crunchwrap Supreme as long as you can eat it right away and it doesn't get soggy.
Yes, those are outstanding. And I do the Nachos Bel Grande, but I can't do the refried beans.
I'm a big refried bean guy. So
are you? Even from Taco Bell refried beans?
They're not quite as good, but I'll still eat them.
Okay, fair enough. Not here to judge. I might anyway, but I'm not. Eric from the 608 says, the Slinky, it's fun for girls and boys. Wow, that's a low bar, Eric. I'm not going to lie, but I love the answer. I said the back scratcher, which you could argue, like, Slinky, back scratcher, the back scratcher is going to put you out of your misery, but the Slinky is going to bring fun for girls and boys. So that's hard to argue with. Do you ever have a Slinky, Aaron?
Yeah, Slinkies are fun for a while until they get twisted or stretched out and they just stop working, whether it's metal or plastic.
Because there's always that kid that comes over and you tried to emulate what they did in the commercial.
Yeah.
But he would just start wailing on it and then it's not fun for a girl or boy or anybody when it comes to Slinky. It just
goes straight to the garbage or you keep it for a long right, time exactly. And try to get it back in shape and it never quite gets there, which I can relate to that.
Cindy from Appleton, here's what I was thinking. She did respond to our question of the night, and that's what we're reading right now, folks. We're going through texts. What is the greatest invention in your opinion? Today is National Inventors Day. Cindy says the electric drill. Okay, make an argument for that. Thank you, Cindy. Cindy is like our third co-host tonight. She's on the phone. She's on the text line, just crushing it. Robert from Appleton in the 920 says indoor plumbing.
Yeah, I'm finding it difficult to argue with that.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, seriously, like, let's just take a moment here to celebrate the people who invented these things. People used to put their shoes on and a coat and go out to the outhouse.
Yeah, or I can definitely say from camping with Boy Scouts and stuff, you know, when you have a designated latrine, they are unpleasant places to be. And totally a modern indoor plumbed bathroom, if it does smell, it doesn't for that long.
Exactly. And I have to be honest, living in Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin where I live, if it was between going to an outhouse and another option, I'd probably be a voluntary bedwetter.
Just get a bedpan, cut a hole in your mattress and
like a Sydney Sweeney bar of soap,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, why not? That's Robert. Thank you, Robert. Great text. 414 says, where are we going here? Oh, I don't think that was meant for us. 608, another one? Or did I already read that? Is the, Mike saying Taco Bell? Is that a...
He texted twice.
He's obviously very enthusiastic about his choice. Yeah. Tony the Trucker in the 608 says, Pete, the microwave oven, great way to heat leftovers or make popcorn. Totally agree, Mike. I'm sorry, Tony, that's a great one. I've got Mike on the brain because Mike texted again. He says, where else do you get crispy tacos? What do you make of that, Somers?
You know,
you can make them at home.
Yeah, you can make them at home, go to a local Mexican restaurant. But if you want to drive through and get tacos, there's very little other option. At least around
here. What I was saying before, too, about tacos is, and going to Taco Bell is, I typically, because I'm hungry, and the food seems so mowable, I over order and I get embarrassed when I order. So I'll do that thing where I pretend I'm on the phone with someone. What do you want? You know, and then I can add to the order. Or I'll say something stupid like I'm trying to, oh, and what did John want? Oh, yeah, six tacos. I've already ordered two orders of Nachos Bel Grande. So you've got that shame as well.
I think it's like the whole split pants thing. You just got to own it.
You got to own it. True. You're not, if you're worried about being judged by those who make tacos at Taco Bell, you've got some serious problems. They're not judging you. They know how delicious their food is. So be part of the show, folks. Let us know what you think. What is your favorite invention? That's a heck of a segue, because Mike thinks it's Taco Bell, and that's fine. I said the back scratcher. Zomers, what did you say again?
I didn't, because, I don't know, this one's really hard. But
what gives?
I think, you know, I work in radio. I'm going to say the microphone. And also just as a musician and a lover of music, being able to record it and play it back or record it and transmit it elsewhere, it, you know, I wouldn't be sitting here if it weren't for that.
That's true. And that's a great answer. Vince Maranto on social media says the wheel. I remember what a pain it was before that. That's beautiful. Mike Desitel on the on social media says indoor plumbing. It was a complete game changer. People started bathing regularly. Washing clothes became easier as well as doing dishes and drinking water. It created healthier people and better smelling people as well. That is outstanding. Thank you, Mike. So I said this before, Zomers. Those are questions. All right, we're going to get to, we got to get to that. Because I saw something here I thought was really interesting about AI. Because we were talking about AI in the Super Bowl commercials. Where are my notes? There we go. And AI, this is from Mashable. I love this because I found this today and I tried it. You ask ChatGPT. Do you ever use ChatGPT?
I do not.
Okay. My wife is all about it. She calls it her friend, her best friend, all this stuff. She gives advice about how to deal with me from ChatGPT, which is fine. You're supposed to go and ask it to draw a caricature based on everything it knows about you. And people are shocked about how much ChatGPT knows about them. So I don't use ChatGPT. So I went there with some trepidation. And you're supposed to type in how much, or wait, where is that? Oh, create a caricature of me and my job based on everything you know. So I typed that in at ChatGPT. So freaked out by AI, I thought it was going to come back with a perfect composite of me. But since I don't use it, Zomers, here was ChatGPT's response. I want to, but I need to be honest first. I don't actually know what you look like. I know your vibe from how you talk, not your face, body, or style. If I guess those, I'd just be inventing a person who might not be you at all. So let's do this the fun way. And they wanted me to put a picture on there. I mean, first of all, that kind of defeats the purpose. Second of all, I'm impressed that AI is honest enough to say that. So, and it gave me a little faith because I don't use AI really. You know, I know a lot of people rely on it. I do use Google, like when I'm looking for the pronunciation of someone's name in the Hollywood Beats or something like that. But I don't use AI. So I was kind of happy that it didn't, and it admitted that it didn't know what I look like.
Because
I thought
surprise.
They were spying on me anyway.
Right, exactly. I, even though it said that, I am not convinced that it doesn't know what you look like. It's probably
really?
Just been told, all right, pretend that these pictures don't exist because you don't have permission yet.
Wow, that's scary and interesting. And you know what? Like, my camera's on right now. It's on at our company meetings. It's on when I FaceTime my kids. Part of what gave me faith in this was that ChatGPT was not monitoring those meetings or social hangouts. But like you said, maybe they are and we just don't know.
Or even if they're not, this is a public show on social media, so they can find you there even if they don't find
right.
you talking with your kids. So at least your children are safe, even if you're not.
Right. Experts do say there could be some risk to it, especially if you feed it more info to get a good pick, then share that picture on social. I think they mean social media. A cybersecurity expert told Forbes he's worried about people sharing personal info without fully considering how that data might be used or retained. In other words, OpenAI could burn you down the road and leak it. I don't know what to say to that. But check that out. I saw that on Mashable and Forbes. Apparently they've joined forces. I didn't know that. Today is, folks, as I mentioned before, Red Tuesday. So this is the day you're most likely to be broken up with or to break up with someone, according to Star Magazine. So I hope everybody survives the cut today, because there is a lot. There's a lot to be thankful for, Zomers. Do you have Valentine's Day plans this far out?
I do not. You know, okay. It's it may be Red Tuesday. I have nobody to break up with or to be broken up with by. But maybe I can fix that before Valentine's Day and, you know, change the statistics a little bit by moving the day forward. I don't know. I'll try.
You still have, listen, you still have like 6 hours to get a date today and break up with them today. And they say that those quick relationships are easier to break up with.
I imagine they would be.
JB Thompson on social media says the greatest invention since Nightlight with Pete Schwabba? Tough question. Now he's just pandering. You know what I call JB Thompson, Zomers?
What do you call him?
The guy behind the guy behind the guy. He's introduced me to a lot of guests. Love JB. Thank you, sir. We'll finish. We'll keep going with some of your texts. And when we come back, we'll talk about what are we going to talk about, Zomers? Do we have Norm yet?
Not yet.
We're going to talk about things in the 90s that did not hold up well. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Aaron Zomers is riding shotgun tonight, working the board, producing the show, talking with me because I need a friend. It's good to have you here, buddy. Great job so far. I always love working with you.
And likewise.
I'm glad you didn't get weird when I said that. Like, I didn't, like, make it weird. Because I'm the kind of person that likes to tell people how I feel. And you're a great producer, and you're a good guy. And some people, that embarrasses them. But you took it like a man.
Well, thanks. You're all right.
Thank you. No, I wasn't fishing for compliments, I promise.
All right. Still, great host. Got a great show. You have a great movie. Oh, thank you. You know.
Thank you, sir. It's great to have you be a part of it. It's always fun. Hey, news, sports, and weather is coming up in 7 minutes. Great show tonight, folks. We've got at 6:35, actor, comedian Lenny Schmidt will be here. He's going to talk about some of his TV work and specifically on a show that I'm watching, or I just finished watching, I should say, called Southland. Lenny had a guest starring role, and it was very funny. He plays an LA cop who is not quite up to the task. So we'll talk to Lenny about that on a show that you should check out. It was recently a Pete pick, even though I was kind of late to the party with it too, but it is available on Netflix. We'll talk to Lenny about that. And then Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic, will be here at 7:10 tonight. We're going to talk about some of the things Matt has seen and some of the movies that are coming out. And Matt wants to talk about Super Bowl commercials. So you could be part of that conversation as well, if you so choose, folks. Be part of the show. We always love it when you guys participate. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. The phone lines are always open, as is the text line. So we talked a little bit about, you know, we didn't talk about Zomers. I wrote this down yesterday. There was a Wisconsin connection to the Super Bowl, to the Super Bowl halftime show. Did you know this?
I did not.
Okay. So there was a boy who joined Bad Bunny during the dancing, and he is J. Ramos Rivera, an 11-year-old sixth grader from Butler Middle School in Waukesha. How cool is that? He was selected over a video audition to dance with Bad Bunny and represent his Puerto Rican heritage. That's
pretty cool. Very cool.
Just a kid from Waukesha, said he was very thankful for the opportunity. Gave like a lot of thanks to those who have come before him, saying he's proud of his American heritage, his Puerto Rican heritage. It was just great stuff. It was a really cool story. I also wanted to ask you about Iron Lung. You saw this, and we didn't get to it yesterday either. I must have had a really packed show yesterday, but this is a very innovative film based on a video game.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, Markiplier is a YouTuber who's done Let's Plays. Basically, he plays a video game, has his reactions to it, and it's videos that you can watch on YouTube. Iron Lung is a game where you are trapped in a submarine in an ocean of blood, and you can't see anything. It's all welded shut because the pressure is too much to have windows or portholes. And so you're trying to get around by sound and sonar and all that stuff alone. And he thought it would make a good horror movie. Tried to get some funding. Nobody really agreed. So he's like, well, damn it, I'll make it myself. And he did. And I'd say it's pretty good, you know, especially for a YouTuber making a movie. There were a lot of things I expected out of it that didn't happen. Like, it's a very slow-paced movie. I would have expected a YouTuber to have a lot of, you know, quick shots and keep attention grabbing and stuff like that.
Right.
It's not a straightforward movie. If you want something where you sit down and hear or see a plot and then go home and be like, this is what happened, this movie's not going to be great for you because it's very ambiguous, especially towards the end, about what exactly happens and, you know, what causes everything and all that.
Is the production value good? I mean, I know it's from off YouTube and it was shot low budget, but it looks okay.
Yeah, it looks very good. And there are good effects, not a ton of them. A lot of, believe it or not, a lot of fake blood. And the only thing that the production really didn't do it for me is the sound. Most of the movie, the sound is great, and it's a big feature of it. You know, you're in an ocean of blood. You can't see anything besides the inside of the submarine. So the sound, watching it in surround sound, I think is key. If you watch this on home with your speakers built in to your TV, it might be kind of boring because you won't get, you know, as the protagonist starts to kind of go crazy, you'll hear whispers off in the back. And at first I thought someone was talking in the theater. You're like, no, that's just slowly getting louder, a woman whispering in the back of his mind. But there are a couple of characters later on, a couple of voices that end up sounding muddled because there's people talking over each other that all have weird effects on the voice. I think that could have used another pass from like a professional, I don't know, audio engineer of some sort, because they're a little hard to decipher towards the end. And some of that's okay because you're not supposed to know everything that's going on, but I think it kept me in the dark a little more than intended.
Okay. But overall, you recommend it?
Overall, I recommend it.
Okay. I'm going to give it a shot
for something spooky and weird.
Well, and something that cost, there's some discrepancy. It's either $1 million or $3 million, but it's pulled in millions and millions of dollars. So this guy gambled on himself, and good for him. We've got news, sports, and weather coming up in just about a minute here, folks. In the second hour, Lenny Schmidt, comedian and actor, will be here at 6:35. And then we've got, pardon me, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller will be here in hour number three. I have to tell you, sometimes when I write my Hollywood beats that I do, I use voice because I just get sick of typing all the time. I'm a writer. I type a lot. So I think, speaking of AI, which seems to be a theme here tonight, it's messing with me because I use the words law enforcement when talking about the show Southland, which Lenny Schmidt was on. And I said law enforcement, and my computer typed it out based on my voice. It said lawn forsman.
Yeah, that's...
Here's why AI is messed up. Because if I was trying to say law enforcement, like if that was a guy's name, it would have nothing to reference, and it never would have printed that out. So what do you make of that?
Yeah, that's weird. You'd think it would have said law enforcement. A very common phrase.
I don't care. We'll get to the bottom of this, folks. Hey, I'm glad you're here, folks. It's Tuesday night. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Aaron Zommer's along for the ride. We are having a blast tonight. We're coming back after news, sports, and weather to recap the show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.